Hello and welcome to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I want to talk about relationships. And in the current relationships, you have boundaries of what you want to talk about, what you can and cannot do. And I want to touch base on the conversations you're allowed to have in relationships. Because what I've been noticing is when you're in a relationship, and I've had discussions with other women of all ages about the same issue to see how other women think about these issues that take place during relationships. When you're in a relationship, the question I have for all of you guys, I know how I feel about it in my opinion, but the question I have for all of you guys is how do you feel about when a person is in a relationship, whether male or female, whomever, whomever's in this relationship, how do you feel about talking about things that you're dealing with a past relationship? Maybe you have an ex-husband and you guys share custody of the children, or you have an ex-boyfriend and you share custody of the children. And if things may, if you, if the person, the person is not quite on the same, if the parents are not able to get along the way that they should, I guess that's the way I should say it. Is it not okay to discuss that with your new lover, your husband, your wife? Whomever, because I was always under the impression if you are in a relationship, and this is just my opinion, I feel if you are in a relationship that you have to be friends before you can be anything else, before you can be lovers, husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever way you want to put it, you have to be friends before you can be anything else. But when you're in the relationships, why is it a problem to talk about something you might be dealing with to your partner? Why would that make a partner angry? And that's the question. Do you think that it is something that should be done, or is it something that should be okay in the relationship to discuss issues that you might be having with your ex, rather ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? Because what I've been seeing and what I've been hearing, and even from my experience, a lot of men, they say they want to be your friend in these relationships. They say you could talk about anything and everything, but when that time comes and you want to have a sit-down conversation with them about something that you're dealing with an ex, when it comes to your children, rather even if they're grown children, why is it that your current partner so gets so agitated or upset about it because they don't want to hear you talk about another man? But in all honesty, you're not really exactly talking about another man. What you're talking about is what's going a situation dealing with him. It might be dealing with your kids or, something like that. So why would you be upset because your partner wants your opinion on, okay, this is what's going on with our kid, and you guys can't agree on anything, or one person might still be holding on to you wanting to be in a relationship with you, and it makes it harder. And I'm just going to talk about myself, because anyone that listens to my podcast know I always talk about myself. Rather than talk about everyone else I've talked to about the same situation that's given me insight on what they're dealing with. Now, with me being in this type of relationship, why is it so hard to talk to someone about an ex? Does it, without them getting hostile and upset and angry about it, is it like that person being insecure? Because to me, it seems like that person is being insecure. But they tell you, okay, it's not that, I'm insecure. I just think that you're making new memories with me, and that other men shouldn't come up. But okay, but what people are failing to understand, what men, in my opinion, and women in some cases, of course, what they fail to understand is the people had a relationship before you. And if there's children involved in this said relationship, then you're going to still have ties to your ex in some kind of way, no matter what, whether the kids are grown up children or a little kids, there's still going to be some type of communication with this person, okay? Because you share children. So my question is, if you cannot discuss this matter with your partner, then what is that saying about your partner? Because I've always felt that when you're involved with someone, there should be no secrets. You should be able to talk about anything and everything. No secrets, no one getting upset, no one getting jealous, no one getting hostile because you're saying another person's name. I just don't get it. And then I kind of have noticed also that older guys, maybe men in their 50s, seem to really get hostile about other guys that's in their 50s or 60s. They absolutely don't want to hear anything about it. And I've had conversations with women that's that age, that's in their 60s, and I'm 50. I just turned 50 myself, and I don't understand it. I'm gonna stick with what I say, and I believe that it's men basically being insecure, because there should never be a time when your woman comes to you and says, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. I've talked to this person and I'm a little upset about the situation because this is what he said concerning this situation, and this is what he's doing. He's, upset because I don't want to be with him anymore. And so sometimes he may try to use the kids, no matter how old they are, as pawns to always have an open conversation with you, to always be able to be within your circle. And if that your significant other turns around and says, well, I don't want to talk about another man, and that we need to worry about us and this and that and the other, then he's not being a friend. You should be able to confide in your lover or your husband or your wife or whoever it is about what's going on in your life. And if they're shutting you out like that, my question is it really the right person for you? I understand you might love your partner, of course, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, your wife, whatever. But is it okay for them to want to shut that part of your life off like it doesn't exist and get angry and upset because you're talking about another man? Because it's almost like they're saying, okay, fuck the situation that you're having, even though your children is concerned. I just don't want to hear it because another man is involved. And I've told men, male friends that I have, you cannot do that to your girlfriend or your wife because you're not hearing her out. She's seeking help from you, your advice, and you won't give it to her because you're too jealous. I don't know if it's jealous or you're insecure or a little envious of the relationship that she pri had prior to getting in with you with this guy. I just don't get it. And I'm speaking from experience, that a lot of men get agitated with it. And I've heard men say a lot of women get agitated with that. But you don't have I don't think you have the right to, because that is a part of her life or his life that they had before you. They share children with someone else, and you, as their partner, should be able to sit down and say, okay, honey, this is what I think about it. This is my opinion. This is what you might need to do. But you're not getting that. No one's getting that these days, it seems. All you get, you're met with aggression, you're met with okay, you must have want this person, or you have some kind of feelings for this person, or you're letting this person control you. That's not about control. It's not about how is what I'm asking. How would you assume that you're being controlled by someone because you went to them to seek their advice about the situation and you want to fix it and you want to know, have their get their opinion on it? I feel like that's a good thing for someone to want your opinion on what is going on in their lives. I just think that these days, when it comes to relationships, people say that they're open and they want to be open and they want to be honest about everything. But no, I think people have their hang-ups. I think this is a part of communication. There should be nothing that you can't communicate about in a relationship. I'm used to being able to talk about whatever. If you come to me and you're my husband or my man, you come to me and say, "Hey, I have children with this person. This is my ex. She did this, or maybe she said that, and I'm trying to see how to handle this because we are co-parenting or this and that." I would be okay. This is my opinion, honey. This is what I think you should do, and I would go on to give this person my opinion because they ask. But I would never be, I no, you need to worry about the relationship with us, and we're making new memories with us. Okay, so are you saying the rest of my life has been shut off? Are you saying that my past means nothing? Are you actually saying, to be honest, that you don't care what happens where the children are concerned too? Because if you're shutting off that conversation and it's also involving children, then you're basically saying you don't really care about what's going on with the kids either. That's where I'm coming from right there. I think that people need to stop saying that they're open and honest about everything when they're not. They're open and honest with things that they want to hear about. And 9 times out of 10, they don't want to hear anything about another man. It's like the thought of you ever touching the other, the thought that you've ever touched another man is so out of, I mean, they just out of pocket. They can't deal with it. And I guess they feel that if it's out of sight, out of mind, they don't have to deal with it. And that's sad, and I've discussed this with people that I know, again, friends and even strangers. We have got to do better. This is why marriages end. People don't like to communicate. This is why relationships end. The communication sucks these days. There should never be a time where you cannot sit at a table and talk to one another about what is going on. I don't care if it's about another man or another woman that you've dealt with, if it's dealing with your children and co-parenting. This new person that's in your life, whether husband, lover, well, whoever he is, should be able to hear you out, listen to you. And if you're seeking his advice, his opinion, then he should give it. You should never be shut out. And you should never feel like, okay, this guy has flipped the script. He's about lost his mind. He's going crazy over just a conversation. It should never be like that. And I've also noticed that men, and I'm just saying men because I'm a female. I'm not saying that women don't do this because women do it too. I'm just saying men because I'm a female and I'm talking about men that I know or as friends or exes or whatever. I think that they have got to just, they got to get it together. They got to be more open and they have to stop picking and choosing what they feel they want to talk about. It doesn't work like that. It's like basically you're saying you control this relationship and we're only going to talk about what you want us to talk about. And that's definitely a problem. So, there's also situations where, for instance, this is another thing. If you have a friend and just say you need something fixed, maybe your car, maybe something in your home, or just in general, you just need something fixed. And you have a friend that says, okay, you don't have to pay for this. Now you've already asked your lover, your man, and your husband, and they might be busy and can't do it right away. And you keep asking and you keep asking, and months have gone by and it still hasn't been done. And someone else knows that you need this done, and they volunteer and say, hey, this is what I'll do. And the other person is volunteering, that volunteered to do it is only a friend. And if he decides to say, okay, I'll do it, you don't have to wait. Maybe they're busy. I'll do it for you, no problem. I do it for free. And you agree. It's just the other person that you are in a relationship with have the right to get upset because a friend of yours that just might happen to be a man decided, okay, she needs this help with getting this repaired or whatever, and I'm gonna do it. I have the time. I can fit it in. I can do it. Does your partner have the right to hit the ceiling and go crazy saying that you asked me to do it and I said I'll do it, but yet you let someone else come in and do it? Okay, the type of person I am, I shouldn't have to ask you more than once. I might even do it twice, but anything after twice is showing me, damn it, you just don't want to do it. You don't feel it's your priority. So I'm the type of person, if I want or I need something done and you're putting it on the back burner, you're damn right. If someone else knows it needs to be done and they're gonna do it for me and they're gonna do it for me free with the cost of everything that's going on out here today, I'm going to let them do it. And I don't need someone in their feelings telling me that I can't have it done. It does not mean I want to have sex with this man. It does not mean that I want a relationship with him. It means I need what I need done, and the person was able to fit me in and do it for me. And that's it. As a friend, there should be no hard feelings, I don't think. So why would you want someone to put what they need done on the back burner because you can't fit time in into your schedule to help them? See, this is all a part of relationship problems that is out there that I've been talking to a lot of people about. They've been telling me situations they've been dealing with, and then I know I've dealt with some of these situations, like the one I just discussed right here, okay, and the one before. I am not beyond talking about my own relationships or issues, okay? If I'm going to put everyone else's out there, people in general, then I don't mind putting mine out there as well. So I just think that that's an ego issue. Your ego's hurt because some other man is going to do what you know that you should have been doing. So you're angry because you didn't do your job. And we need to work on that. If you know that it's something that you promised her you would do it, then do it. Stop dragging your feet. You fit her into your busy schedule. Stop whatever it is you're doing, and you do what she's asked you to do, especially if it's been a month. Okay? She shouldn't have to ask you more than one time. And if she does, then and she decides to go elsewhere, if someone volunteers to help, then you can't get angry. Who the hell do you think you are? This is the problem we are having, ladies and gentlemen. We're having these problems in these relationships. And it shouldn't be this way. It should not be this way. It's hectic out here. I tell you, whether you're married, single, engaged, just dating, whatever, it's so hectic. People don't communicate. It's so hard to communicate. It shouldn't be that hard to communicate with one another. Relationships should not be stressful. That should be your safe place. You should be able to come to your partner and say, I had a bad day. And they should be able to say, well, baby, I got you. Let's just relax. If you can't get that, then that is a problem. If someone is always thinking that you're trying to cheat on them or you're trying to be with someone else, that's, I think, a sign of someone being insecure. I feel a man can have female friends and a woman can have female friends. You know what, how far to go. You know how not to step out of those boundaries. If you step out of those boundaries, then you were just a cheater. Okay, that's all to it. It's nothing else. But if you have male or female friends and you know how not to go, how not to cross that line, that's okay. Because it's almost like that when you get into relationship nowadays, they want you to dump all of your friends if they're of the opposite sex. If your friends are male, oh, you can't have those. They gotta go. They gotta go. You can't have them. And that's not fair at all. Why would you have to dump a friend that you've had since your childhood or even 10 years ago before I met you? Why would you want me to get rid of my friends that I had before you? Because this is the picture. This is what I look at. What happens if things don't work out between you and I? And I've alienated all of my friends. I have no friends to go to. I have no one to talk to if this relationship I'm in with you does not work. You've had me alienate myself away from alienate my friendship with these people, and now you're gone, and who do I have? I will never let anyone do that to me. And I have had relationships that I've had to let go, and I'd let them know, you just keep it moving. You're not for me, because they wanted me to literally stop talking to any man that I know that I've ever known in my life. If that's not control, and if that's not someone being insecure, I don't know what to call it then. And I don't do things like that. I'm not, because I'm not asking you to do it. I know you had a life before me, and I know you have friends. And a lot of men use the fact, well, they're attracted to you. Yeah, they are. And this is what I say. Yes, the men that I have as friends, yes, they are attracted to me. Have we ever dated? No. Why? Because I've explained to them, I only see you as a friend. You're going to stay in this right here. You're in the friend zone where I want you to be. As long as you don't cross it, you and I are fine. I don't want to hear, well, there's still men, and men keep pressing the issue. They keep coming at you. Okay, and you're going to keep saying absolutely not. Because why? Because you have someone. You're not a cheater. I don't want to hear, well, you can get pressured. You're not going to get pressured to do some shit that that you don't do. And every time I tell people, well, I don't cheat. Well, you can never say never. But like hell, I can't. I've never cheated on anyone a day in my life, not in high school, not in college, not as a grown adult right now, to all the way to my 50s right now, being 50 years old. Yes, I just turned 50 and still never cheated. And I can honestly tell you, I never will. I don't cheat. Before I ch even get to the point where I feel I have to cheat, I'm going to let you know, okay. I'm going to sit you down and say, this is what you're doing, and I don't like it. Can you change it? Can we work on getting it changed? Or is there something you don't like that I'm doing that I can change? Because this isn't working for me. I will never cheat. And if they're not willing to change, or if I'm not willing to change, then we need to part ways, because you should never, ever. It should never be a time where you just feel, okay, I'll just go out and screw around on you and call it a day and act like I haven't done shit. That's crazy. That's just disrespectful. And I've never been that type of person. I'm not going to do that. So that's what my question is right here. That's what my question has been. What conversations can you guys have with your lovers, with your man, with your husband, whomever, without it becoming a time where he gets upset about what you're trying to talk to him about? So you guys can answer those questions. Just email me. There is a link where you can just answer the questions, or if you have questions you want me to answer, I will do that as well. Keep them coming, because I get a lot of emails from you guys talking about what you want me to address on here, the subjects you want me to talk about, and I would do them all, because again, as I stated before, there's no subject that I will not talk about on here. Okay? So I just wanted to talk about this, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this segment, and thanks for listening. Thanks for all of your input, your reviews. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And until next time, I would like to thank you for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is with me. You will be hearing from me shortly, because I know that I've been slacking a little bit, and the videos have been a little bit stretched, but it's not going to be like that. I have more time now, which I always have time for you guys. I fit in, segments. Sometimes I do two or three segments at a time. And there's going to be a lot more segments coming now, so just be looking out for them. And again, thank you so much for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life as It Is. Until next time, take care.